The Old Testament lesson is from the prophet Isaiah, the 7th chapter. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from 1 John chapter 4. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 1st chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for tonight's message was the gospel lesson from Matthew. "And his name shall be called Emmanuel," which means God with us. It's a challenge for us to see the babe in the manger as God himself. But in fact, he ate, he slept, and yes, he even needed to be changed. And for some throughout the centuries, they cannot accept a human child. And it had all sorts of heresies in the church in the early days that I won't necessarily get into. But it's equally hard for some to imagine God suffering and dying. That God cannot suffer and die, therefore Jesus cannot be true God. Matthew's gospel confronts us with the fact that that God is with us. He arrived in the same normal way that all people arrive. Now, Matthew comes from Joseph's perspective. He's really the least colorful character of the Christmas story. All we know is that he was a just man. That's all the gospel says of him. We read about him again briefly when Jesus is 12, but we don't hear that much about Joseph. We assume he was a good father and good husband. But the gospel tells us that Joseph had a dream, which was very important. The angel fills them in on the truth of what is happening with Mary and her pregnancy. Now, there's a lot of very famous paintings of the angel announcing to Mary that she's going to give birth to the Savior. That's a favorite motif for paintings. But I could not find any when I did a Google search of the angel appearing to Joseph. Joseph gets ripped off in art, I'm telling you. Excuse me. But today people will doubt the virgin birth. They're trying to find a way to say Jesus is not divine. Ironically, the early church used the virgin birth to prove that Jesus was human. Without getting into all the details of the early church history, people had troubles accepting that Jesus was truly human. They also equally have troubles accepting that he's also true God. Even today, there's some that deny he's true God. For example, the Muslims and the Jews reject the fact that Jesus is God. Some still reject that he's human. That's the Mormons and the Jehovah Witness. But when thinking about God, we oftentimes think he has to be totally different than us. We are here and he's up there somewhere. But God is immortal, invisible, and we have some fancy church words, omniscient, which means all-knowing, omnipotent, which means all-powerful, and omnipresent means that he is everywhere. I guess if you're going to believe in God, you got to believe in something really impressive. But how do we fit Jesus into our mold of God? How can Jesus be that God? Well, let's start with Jesus and work our way up. Let's just begin with the fact that Jesus is God. Paul, in his epistles, taught very clearly that Jesus was the visible image of the invisible God. Paul stressed the idea that Jesus was God. But he's also fully human. Does God eat and drink? Well, Jesus did. Did God suffer and die? Well, Jesus did. Was God born a human baby? Well, Jesus was. It says in the gospel, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. I still think today we even struggle to define who Jesus is. We struggle with the fact that God took on a human nature and lived a life that we couldn't do. God is not just simply out there somewhere. A lot of people believe that God created the earth and then sat back in heaven and watched it. He didn't participate in any of the events. He didn't cause events to happen or use events to happen to accomplish his will. He just sat back and watched it like we would watch a television show. Some people believe that's God's interaction with the world. But God had human flesh and dwelt among us. 2,000 years ago, we could have shook his hand had we been there. When we understand that Jesus is truly human, we realize that God isn't just watching and is uninvolved. But it's easier to keep Jesus at a distance. Because Jesus of the Gospels is very confrontational. He goes after the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes. He challenges sin when he sees it. And he expects us to be involved in the world today. It's easier to believe in God who is far away than deal with God made human that we celebrate at Christmas. Have you ever noticed when the Hollywood stars talk about their faith and so-called spirituality, which I really don't understand what that term spirituality is. Either you're religious or you're not. But when they speak about it, they never mention the fact of Jesus and that God is with us. They talk about some God who brings comfort and peace. They don't accept the straight-shooting Jesus, the confrontational God. But what brings us together is not the fact that we believe in God. We are people who worship God, who is Jesus Christ. We believe that God has a human name, a human face, and we believe that he was born to Mary in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. And we believe that the birth of the Messiah took place in these ways, as told in Matthew and Luke especially. We simply do not believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ until life everlasting. Amen.